Welcome. I'm Dave Spadaro along with Brian Baldinger, and we've got a playoff football situation to talk about here. Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles 8-5, first place in the NFC East after 13 games, which means what exactly, Brian?
It doesn't mean anything. All it means right now, Dave, is that you have to take care of business. And so each game gets bigger and bigger. And it doesn't matter who the opponent is. It doesn't matter what their record is. The only thing that's important right now is to continue to improve. And that's what I think this five-game win streak has been built upon, has been steady improvement. Taking care of the football, taking the ball away, tackling, assignment football. I mean, they've gotten better in all those areas right now.
What impressed you most about Sunday? Weather, 14 points down, come back and rip apart the Lions.
Shady. Shady's performance was a record, not just a great day in Philadelphia Eagles, you know, history, but in the history of the NFL. I mean, we're going to talk about this snow game and what he did on that surface that nobody else could do. I just thought it was one of the great individual performances. Now, you got to help getting through the line and all that. But these moves that he made, it reminded you of Gale Sayers, of Jim Brown, of any footage in NFL folklore history. I mean, this one has to be up there.
And we're looking at a player here who's leading the NFL in rushing, who's a young player still, and seems, Brian, seemed really fresh. I mean, when you look at what he did in September, the way he moved to now, it seems like he's the same player at a time when generally running backs are starting to get tired.
No question. And so it speaks to, I guess, the training methods here that they're doing. Because I didn't know that he could handle the load that he has right now. I think he has more touches than anybody in the NFL. But, yeah, I mean, those kind of moves that, on that surface like that, the athletic ability and the freshness that he has, I think it's a great sign coming down the stretch when you need him to be able to maybe carry the ball 29 times like he did on Sunday.
How much would you advocate the Eagles use LeSean McCoy Sunday in Minnesota and then moving forward the final two regular season games?
Well, I wouldn't put him on a pitch count or anything like that, Dave. I'd play him to win the game, and he's your best player right now. I'd give it to him as much as you have to in order to win the game, to finish games out. I wouldn't take it out of his hands right now. He certainly looks like he can handle it, and he doesn't look like there's any wear and tear on the body.
What do you think about this matchup, Eagles-Vikings?
I think it's a dangerous one. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens are, you know, they're trying to stay in the playoff hunt, and they almost took them to the brink last week, very close to beating them. They've got some young players that people don't know about. Cordarrelle Patterson, their first-round pick out of Tennessee, is everything as advertised and more. He can hurt you in the return game. He's the most dangerous returner in the league right now. He can hurt you at receiver. He can hurt you at tailback. I would not take any part of this Minnesota Viking team lightly. They'd love to play spoiler. They just want to win at the holiday season.
So how do you not take a game lightly? We've seen it in the past. It certainly happens in the NFL any given Sunday. How do you safeguard against that?
Well, I don't think what you safeguard against is not putting the emphasis on the Vikings. What you put the emphasis on is everything that's gotten to this point, Dave, and that is attention to detail, get your pad level down, rally to the football, take care of the football. You know, they're not laying it on the ground. They're not fumbling it. All those things have gotten you to this point. So the emphasis has to be on those things going forward, not so much about who the Vikings are and what they do, but on the things that you do in improving those things.
In a weird way, I was not upset that Nick Foles threw an interception. Didn't like the fact that it led to a touchdown, two-point conversion. But we don't have to talk about the interception-free streak anymore. You agree with that?
I agree, Dave. I really do. I mean, I think that sometimes, because the last thing you want is to be more worried about not throwing an interception than being aggressive with the ball. I mean, the throw to Riley Cooper that kind of opened the game up, that was an aggressive throw. You want your quarterback to take those shots, to make those throws, but not at the expense of saying, I don't want to throw an interception. I think that's what hurt him against Dallas, was worried about making a bad play. He's got to stay aggressive. Interceptions are going to happen in this league because you're aggressive and you're making the right throw. So I think getting the streak out of the way was a good thing.
As you sit here right now, Brian Baldinger, who wins the NFC East?
Well, I thought the Philadelphia Eagles were going to win the NFC East from the very beginning, Dave. And I'm going to stay with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's all there for them. You know, they can win out. If they win out, obviously they're going to host a playoff game here in January. I think that's what it's all about. The one thing I'll say is they're the healthiest team in the division right now. And I think health is really important. And if you look back in the history The teams that are the healthiest usually do win the division.
Well, the mantra here is one day at a time. So we'll take it one day at a time. Leading into Sunday's game at Minnesota, Brian Baldinger, thank you very much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.